Welcome to our bonus segment. We've been talking with Dr. Hilary Chambers on bitter herbs for better digestion. And we know that probiotics, enzymes, and fiber help in different segments of our digestion. And today we've discussed the bitter herbs and the importance of bile. And there's a few practical things that they can do. So you've got some suggestions that people can do on a daily basis. Can you start with maybe the first one?
So simple, but taking 3 slow, deep breaths before you start a meal. So a lot of times what I notice is people are eating on the go, right? You're like still at your computer typing an email and you're eating on the side, and you're actually in a state of fight or flight with your nervous system. And when we're in this state, we simply can't digest foods properly. So taking 3 slow, deep breaths will take you out of fight or flight and put you into rest and digest. That's the other nervous system state. And when we're in rest and digest, as the name obviously kind of alludes to, what happens is our digestive organs will be able to function more effectively to secrete the gastric acid and the bile and the enzymes we need so that we can break down food.
And the second practical point was enjoy, slow, and chew.
Yes, can't say it enough. Enjoy your meal. So smelling and tasting and even looking at our food is important to enhance that secretion of those digestive enzymes and gastric acid and bile that we need. So if we eat slowly and chew thoroughly and we don't eat in front of the TV and remove distractions and focus on what we're having, again, that can enhance our physiological response to food and aid our digestion.
I've heard it said where even the preparation of our meal, like when you're actually cutting up vegetables or you're cutting up that meat and so on, just in the process of that preparation, your digestion is already beginning.
Yes, you should be getting hungry. We get that grumble as we're preparing our food, and that's an indicator that your digestive juices are on the move, which is perfect. So meal prep is something that some people absolutely love, and I know not everybody does, but even if you could take a few moments to chop something up or put something together, you're doing your digestion a favor.
Your third practical point is consistency.
Consistency is so key. So if you're the person who does well with 3 meals per day, try to be consistent with those 3 meal times per day. If you do 3 meals and 2 snacks, choose times of the day to have each of them so that your body gets into a routine. I like to say the body's kind of like a robot. We do much better with consistent times and routines for things so that your body can predict and get a little hungry and anticipate each meal. And that can help us also to make sure we're not overeating or eating too frequently for our digestive tract. So there's kind of a sneaky added benefit there too.
And a fourth practical point is full bowel evacuation.
Yes, I always like to phrase it that way. So at least 1 fully evacuated bowel movement every day. And the other way of saying that is a high-five worthy bowel movement every single day. Everybody kind of laughs at that one, but it's true. You know that feeling, and we should be having that every day. And that's helping to move your digestive tract along, but it's helping to also regulate the digestion throughout the whole tract. So prioritizing and making sure that that's happening is really, really important, again, not just for feeling better, but also for your whole digestive system.
And the fifth point was health for the gut.
Yes, we have to make sure we're prioritizing that healthy gut environment. So we mentioned that you could have cramping or gas or bloating because you're not producing those digestive enzymes and the gastric acid and bile like we should be. However, sometimes those symptoms of indigestion and gas and bloating can actually be caused by an unhealthy gut environment. So we want to make sure that we are healing up the gut lining with things like L-glutamine and N-acetylglucosamine so that the gut environment lower down is able to continue to process what the upper GI, right, our stomach, has already started to process. The other thing about that that's important to know is that it's a two-way street in a sense of if you're not breaking down foods well in your upper GI, it's going to cause more unhealthy gut environment in the lower GI. So we kind of heal the gut to help the stomach, but we also have to make sure the stomach's working so that we can have a healthy gut.
Which leads us back to our bitters and those 12 synergistic herbs and Galexia from Salus that begin the process right from the starting point and work the digestive process right from start through to finish. And that's where I think, doctor, when you're talking about a healthy gut and we know about probiotics, we know about digestive enzymes as a supplement that we can do with a meal. And we also know that if we have enough fiber and adequate fiber, that whole process is going to be much healthier.
Absolutely. That is the perfect way of phrasing that, Dave. I think that's so insightful, where there's lots of different pieces that go together to kind of create this healthy environment and create this whole puzzle, and we need to make sure we're addressing all of those elements for a healthy digestive tract.
So today, talking about bitters and the importance of bile, something we've never really talked about on this show before. So, doctor, thank you again for doing this bonus segment and some practical points for good, healthy digestion.
Thanks very much for having me, Dave. It's always great to chat with you.